Hey guys, I want to talk about ASMR. No, I want to talk about what it's like for me to be alone. Okay. I am a pathetic, miserable, horrible, awful, sad human being when I'm alone. I'm all cocky, right? I'm super duper like confident and whatnot. And I'm talking about myself because I hope that I can relate with you. This is actually about you. So I hope you think of yourself when I talk about myself. But when I'm alone, I become very, and this is going to sound terrible, but I become very suicidal. I become very miserable. I become just like an absolute wreck. Like the last time I was like super alone, I had just been cheated on, right? Was I cheated on? No, the last time I was like alone, like terminated relationship. And there was nothing there whatsoever. It was just an absolute disaster. I felt like dying. Like I had done Banana Song by that time. I was making a good amount of money every single month. I was 10 million views a month or something like that. It was really cool. It was really cool to be that successful and, you know, to have accomplished my dreams at that point. Like my dreams are just so trivial. Like I was in the Air Force and I just thought to myself, you know what? I want to be like a guy who people look at and they know him and they make cool stuff online. Like I want to be known for making cool shit, like cool songs and whatnot. I want people to fucking know me, man. Fucking know me. Like, and it's so stupid. It's such a dumb ambition. And that was it. And I achieved my dreams, you know? And now my ambition is kind of like to get into film and stuff like that, to like start making, productions and so forth that are cool. I just want to interact with other human beings, other professional creators. And yes, I'm very professional. Shut up. But no, like my ambition was already met and I was alone. And it was like a big shit because, you know, I'm alone now and I always worked like constantly and I still do, but I worked a lot then too. And now that I was alone, you know, you're fine for a day, 2 days maybe. But then the third day hits, the fourth day of you sleeping alone and you're like, yeah, you're loving the bachelor life. Whoa, this is weird. I'm all alone in the world. And then you start to think nothing fucking matters. Like I don't have anyone in my house to show this video to when I'm done. Nobody's going to be here to hold me. Nobody's going to be here to hang out with me and watch shows with me. I'm just enjoying shit by myself. Completely alone in the world. Like, everyone has parents. Like, I had my mom there, right? Not everyone. I mean, everyone has biological parents. You know, that you were born to someone. Typically, you have sisters or brothers, cousins, whatever. I had all these people. I had friends. God, not really. I had barely any friends, but I had people who cared about me. And none of that mattered because I was alone. And when I get alone, I get desperate. You know, I just don't cope with being alone at all. I started rebounding or trying to rebound and doing all kinds of crazy shit. I'm talking about the time prior to the last time that I was like officially separated with someone, like legitimately severed ties. And it doesn't end well. I don't think I'm a smart man in relationships. I think I'm an awfully stupid man when it comes to deciding who I'm with. And with my marriage, I just got lucky. I got lucky that I'm in a relationship that actually works and that I don't seem to be able to fuck up. You know, like this person that I'm with just doesn't seem to want to fuck me over to a point of no return, and I don't want to fuck them over to a point of no return. And so we last, you know? And we're really good with each other. But I want to talk about something. I made this video and it's fucking embarrassing. Maybe I should talk about it in an actual speaks vlog or something, because it's like humiliating. Like it's such a huge contradiction, you know, of, I think I will make that video like tomorrow or the next day, but it's talking about, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm in this marriage because I love them and I would never like turn my back on them. And, you know, I would, It was talking about my ex-wife. You know, it was talking about how I'd never abandoned her or anything. I fucking abandoned her hard. I dumped her on her ass. I said, see you later. I'm done with you. I don't want to be with you anymore. Bye. And that was a contradiction of this whole song that I made. And I was like, Jesus Christ, no matter how fucking biased I am or oblivious, when I look at shit like that, I can't help but feel like, wow, you just were fucking full of shit, Greg. I don't think there's this thing where people don't know, like, because they haven't gone through situations, they don't know, like for instance, a teenager, right? I love her, Dad. We're going to get married. She's my soulmate. You know, like, you say all this shit and you have no fucking clue. You have no clue because you haven't met half the people on earth. You never will, but you haven't met, like, barely anyone. And you think that this person that you just met, known for a couple of days, is your soulmate. Like, you just, that was me. You know, I was full of shit. Not knowingly, but I was totally and completely oblivious. And it was embarrassing. It's a fucking embarrassing video. I was going to put it in a music video montage kind of thing, and I just didn't because it was, oh, Jesus Christ, it's just a nightmare. I couldn't believe the stupid shit was coming out of my mouth. Anyway, but you know me, a narcissist, I do no wrong. But no, I wanted to talk about that because I can't say, hey, you're going to be fine if you're single. Hey, everything's going to be okay. You know, you're valuable and there's someone for you and blah, blah, blah. Because I was in that mindset where I was just fucking completely worthless when I was all alone and I couldn't get out of it. So who am I to tell you when I'm in a relationship and I've never actually survived being alone? You know, who the fuck am I to tell you how to do it? I don't even know. I have no idea how to survive without someone saying they love me constantly, you know, like a spouse. I need somebody to care about what I'm doing, and I need somebody to be there, you know, to spend time with, and I can't just be in an empty house or something like that. Anyway, this even happened when I had a roommate. Like, I was living with a guy, and I had just, you know, ran away from my girlfriend because she was crazy and she said gang members were after me and yada yada yada. But I was so miserable that I wound up taking her back, and my friend just let it happen. But before that, like, he shouldn't have let it happen. He should have said, this chick's psycho, don't date her. But before that, like, there was nothing he could do to cheer me up. Like, he was right across the hall from me, and I isolated myself in my room. I cried in the shower, as far as I know, multiple times, just so miserable. So I'm a weak man. I'm completely reliant on being loved by someone or someone's, and that's just how it is. Anyway, so that's something I haven't really talked about in too much depth. But I wanted to share that with you guys because I felt like it was something meaningful to talk about. Anyhoot, yeah, I hope you like all the stuff I posted with this podcast today. Anyway, yeah, so we're all fucked up. We all have our problems, and you know, thank goodness I didn't have a father growing up most of my childhood. God forbid I would actually be somewhat functional. You can blame your childhood for all your problems, and you should, because pretty much every kid with a normal childhood who is, like, completely raised healthy either winds up being an amazing, balanced human being or Ted Bundy. So I'm just fucking around though. All right. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening to the Onision Podcast.